Dirty rigs? Get them clean at Max Tent and Detail on South Main Street in Marion. Stop by and have Stephen and Stacy McKinney get your rig whipped into shape with a detailed cleaning, new window tint, or other accessories. That's Max 2 Tent and Detail in Marion.
Welcome to the Post Game Podcast. I have as our guest today Coach Al Starnes. We're going to talk about the win over Fulton City. Crittenden County beat the Bulldogs 54-6. But more importantly, Coach Starnes, I think, than the game was the events that unfolded. And then your former players presented you with a rocking chair. Very apropos, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that was cool. It was a good gesture. And, I have to thank everybody that took part in doing that. And Serena Dickerson, I'm sure, was a mastermind behind all that stuff. And, it was great to see those guys. And, it's amazing to go back and look at how many kids that we actually had a chance to coach. And it was exciting, and got to see some guys that I haven't seen in a long time, and getting letters and videos from some guys. And, Cameron Mays was one that sent me a video
and couldn't be here.
Yeah. And the gesture that he made was just, it touches my heart.
Yeah.
They flew a American flag in Afghanistan on September 11th and took it down on September 12th and did a video that I mean so much to him that he wanted to present that to me as a gift. And, it's touching. And
sure.
And that's the reason why I went into coaching, is to hopefully impact the lives and help shape and mold the lives of young people. And, it's rewarding for me to know that that happened.
Mission accomplished. Mission still underway, too. And, I think testimony to all that was, I counted, there were almost 100. I don't think all of them even came out onto the field, because I saw some still standing around the sidelines, guys that played for you. Maybe they're embarrassed to come out on the field. there were almost 100 former players here. And then all the other supporters and staff and people who have been part of your 27 years here. And it was great to see them. And I will say this, too. I talked to many of them that I have not seen in years. And, almost every one of them that came up to me or something, or I visited with, said, "Hey, we love the podcast. That's how we keep up with Rocket Football."
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah,
yeah. That's real good.
Good. Well, keep listening to it.
Yeah, then. They're among the hundreds who listen each week. So let's talk a little bit about the football game. It was about about a quarter of a football game, maybe, with Crittenden obviously taking control early, as you want to do against an inferior opponent, and scored 5 touchdowns in the early going, and took advantage of some great field position and just kind of displayed everything in the arsenal early on and put it away, running clock in the first half.
Yeah, and Chris, that's what we talk to the kids about. We don't try to hold things back from them. I mean, we don't want them to get any false sense of anything going on. So we explain to them that's what should have happened, and throughout the whole week. And I'm not gonna lie to the kids and tell them that I was afraid that they could possibly beat us and stuff like that. What I did tell them, though, is that we have another opportunity, which this is a district game. It's the first district game, and my understanding is Fulton County's already pulled out of the playoff. So their coach over there is motivating their players, trying to motivate them that if they win, if they can pull this win off, then they can be second in the district and host the first round of playoff. And so we knew that's what they were telling them. We felt like that's what they were telling them. And so we have to make sure that we motivate our players to play the game. And so we explained to them that we wanted to take care of business and go out and play the way that we can play and execute the way that we know we can execute and take care of this game early. And I think that's what happened.
And great games by a number of players, particularly, I think, on offense. Cody Belt had a great game. Hunter Boone had a great game. Brandon Lamy had another good game.
And those kids continue to play well, and you like to see that. And You know, Adam Beavers, again, wants a great, you know, has a great game and is defensive player of the game and also lineman of the week. And, you know, I think he had 7 solo tackles and tackle for losses. And
five tackles for losses.
5 of those 7s were for loss. And, you know, his motor just never quits in both offense and defense. And, you know, we had a plan that we were going to put Lathan Easley in a nose guard and move Brady Burke over to defensive end the second series and take Beavers out because he was the one that would go both ways. And, you know, he said, Coach, I really don't want to come out that early. And yeah. He said, I'll come out whenever I'm tired and I'll tell you that I need a rest. And he said, I'd just like to stay in. And, of course, with him being homecoming king, and, yeah. You know, I said, yes, sir, yeah. He's royalty now. You know? And, you know, we have to congratulate he and Emma Atchison. She was homecoming queen, and Beavers was homecoming king. And, you know, what fitting for those two kids. They're special kids.
And Adam had 5, as you mentioned, 5 tackles for loss in the first half. Fulton had, their net yardage was minus 24. So there were a lot of other tackles for loss, too. So your D, I mean, we talked about this before we started recording, but how this was a simple plan. You come in and just attack.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought that that Coach Wheeler had one of the best plans that I've seen him have in since he's been defensive coordinator, because it was simple and it was be aggressive, and I think that's what we have to do. That's who we are. You know, we have quick players. I think that if we get them where they're supposed to be right now, and instead of having to react to them and we're the aggressor, I think we're a better football team. And you know, that's what we have to continue to do. And you know, I as a previous defensive coordinator myself and calling the plays, you know, I mean, I want to make sure that I am control of what happens and not somebody else is controlling me. So, you know, they might find a spot that I give up. They might find a place that I vacated because of a stunt or something like that. But at least I did it and somebody didn't dictate it for me. And I think that that's where we are. I think that we have to be more aggressive. I think that we have to trust our kids and keep it simple. And we're a better football team that way.
Mm-hmm. And aggressive on special teams too. They never had much of a return and on any of the, we didn't punt, but on our kickoffs they never had much of a return. And then on one of their punts, Hunter Jones blocked it and we recovered that.
Yeah, and Hunter Jones, I mean, you know, his job is just to go force it, and it was a punt safe situation. And we just have to make sure that they're not going to fake it. So he went in, and being an aggressive player that he is, he blocked the punt. So he's a special teams player of the week. And, you know, because we like that play. We like that aggressive type mentality and go after and be aggressive and do things like that to put your team in a better situation. So
it'd be easy on punt safe just to shuffle your feet and go through the motions, but he goes after it.
Yeah, goes after it. You know, that's what you have to have, and if they're going to allow us to do that, then we're going to continue to do that. Now, you know, we did call a block punt one time, but we didn't get it. But the other ones were just punt safe situations where you're just checking for the face. But once again, his aggressive play allowed us to be able to get great field position, to block the punt, and to be able to score. Those are things that you're going to have in closer ball games and bigger games as well.
Of course, our receivers came up big. Ethan Dossett had 4 receptions, 65 yards. Belt 3 for 41. Lamey 1 for 30. Mason Hunt 1 for 40. Nesbitt 1 for 30. And Tyler Boone got in the game, got a touchdown. Freshman Tyler Boone, the quarterback's brother, and he had 3 catches for 30 yards from Braxton Winders, your backup guy.
And there's 2 kids that played line, and we moved to skill players, skill positions because of their ability. Braxton at quarterback and T-Bone at receiver. And not only that, but T-Bone saw that he's going to be a good defensive end if we put him at defensive end.
Yeah, a couple solo tackles.
Yeah, and we saw that in a JV game, put him at defensive end, and it just made things happen. So that's what we want to see out of players, is just the enthusiasm the excitement about getting out there and playing, and the pride that you have of being a Crittenden County Rocket, and that's what we were able to see. And I get it; it's Fulton City. I understand that, and that's what people will say. But you know, you still have to play the game, and you have to do it, and you have to do it in a way that you're trying to improve for the district championship, and that's been our focus all along.
Another kid I love to watch plays, Lathan Easley, on defense out there. He's flying around making some big plays.
And as we said, you know, we had a plan to put Lathan Easley in at nose guard just to see his quickness, just to see, because it's tough, he's aggressive, and we wanted to see if we can use that quickness on a little bigger guy on offense, just to see if we can get by him, because a quick lineman like that can create havoc. And so we wanted to see and put him in a position that, you know, we didn't want to just throw him in when we had to at some point. So, and we saw he can do it. He can play. And so you got to pick your spots on where you're going to be able to put kids in and make sure that they can get in and do the job effectively. And
Travis Guest got in and had some big plays too.
Yeah, and Travis is a good player.
He's a good athlete.
He just has to make sure that he understands what he's supposed to do, and all the times when he's in there, he goes hard. Uh-huh. And you just have to, because he's inexperienced, he doesn't know where to go all the time. But when he goes, he goes.
Of course, we got some good defense from Joe Estes and Mitchell Joyce and Sean O'Leary, some of the guys that are in there all the time. And this is a good game, and it went the way you wanted it to go. Get our starters out second half and let them enjoy the homecoming.
You know, and Chris, as I said, I mean, you mentioned three guys right there who's quick, and we have to make sure that we continue to use that quickness and understand what we have with those guys and use their abilities. And those guys are quick, and it makes it easy when you move those guys and you're able to create havoc. And so we're going to have to make sure that we continue that and be able to do that.
All right. Well, Fulton City's still winless after they've been here for the homecoming game. And we have another team coming in this week that had been winless. Ballard Memorial was winless before this past week, and they were able to beat Webster County. Probably one of the better one-win teams in the state of Kentucky, aren't they, Coach?
Oh, Chris, I'm going to tell you, you know, I've watched film on them all week, and I'm going to tell you, they're a good football team. They're a solid football team, and they score a lot of points. They've just been outscored. And so we're going to have to make sure that they're aggressive. I mean, they play a five-man front, they play man coverage, and they bring the pressure. And so we're going to have to make sure that we match that and be able to take care of that. And we're going to have to make sure we're able to score more points. They're a good offensive team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to move the ball. They're going to score some points, and we just have to make sure that we can match it.
Well, we'll break the Bombers down on Thursday during our normal pregame podcast. But until then, this is Chris Evans and Coach Starnes, and we'll see you at Rocket Stadium this coming Friday night.
Max 2, Tent and Detail in Marion.